In KAZU's Green Room, I'm Dylan Music. Santa Cruz author Nina Simon has definitely found her niche. She writes murder mysteries that take place in Western settings featuring strong female characters with complicated familial connections. Her first novel, Mother-Daughter Murder Night, was set right here in the Elkhorn Slough area among three generations of women. Her follow-up, the new novel, My Sister is Going to Kill Me, takes place on the rapids of the Colorado River at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Two sisters, Mandy, a free-spirited art teacher, and Liv, a buttoned-up government agent, are on a river rafting trip hosted by Babette, the head of a health and wellness empire, who has two siblings of her own. When Babette doesn't show up for the trip, the mystery begins. Simon will have a book signing event at Bookshop Santa Cruz on August 17th. I spoke to her ahead of the event and began by asking her how she came up with the sibling relationship at the heart of My Sister is Going to Kill Me.
I have a sister, just one. There's just the two of us, and we're extremely close. And we went on a Grand Canyon rafting trip that helped inspire this story. And one of the things I really noticed when I was on that trip with my sister was that it's pretty rare as adults to go somewhere and just be identified as the sisters, not with our parents, not with spouses, children, any of that kind of thing, but to be dropped back in to both the patterns of behavior and personalities that we've had forever, but also to be seeing each other as adults. And so I wanted to play with that dynamic of what is it like to be in adult sibling relationships that have such deep history, but I wanted two main characters who could have a lot of conflict because of being very different from each other. The fact that Liv is a State Department investigator, so okay, not a detective, but somebody who has some of those skills around analysis and data. And then Mandy being an art teacher, you know, artists are incredibly observant and incredibly creative about making unexpected connections. Skills that might not be exactly what, you know, the detectives department is hiring for, but could contribute to there being a credible attempt to solve the murder.
Not only do we have Mandy and Liv, who Liv says the siblings are put on this planet to test us, but also we have the two siblings from the health and wellness brand, Babette, who are waiting for their sister, Babette, the kind of guru of this brand, to arrive in the Grand Canyon. And all of these siblings seem to have like these really complex, complicated relationships with each other in the book. So maybe you could just talk a little more about the sibling and or sister relationship that you wanted to explore in this book.
Absolutely. You know, my first novel, Mother-Daughter Murder Night, which takes place in the Monterey Bay in Elkhorn Slough, I was really exploring mother-daughter dynamics, but also parent-child. And here in My Sister is Going to Kill Me, really dealing with siblings. And one of the things I always like to think about is how can I use the murder to be kind of a mirror of the protagonist's own arc? So if they are siblings grappling with their sibling relationship, how can the murder mystery also involve siblings so that you can have both a family drama and story and a murder mystery without them feeling discontinuous?
But you seem to have found your specific niche, as we also talked about earlier, murder mysteries that feature strong women with complicated familial relationships in rugged outdoor Western settings. So how do you think you came to this specific genre as an author?
I mean, you know, I think that Mother-Daughter Murder Night was absolutely inspired by my own mom and by the experience I had caretaking for her while she was dealing with cancer, which is something that happens right at the beginning of Mother-Daughter Murder Night, right in the, you know, it's about a tough LA Jewish businesswoman who is forced to move up to her estranged daughter's bungalow on the Elkhorn Slough in Moss Landing to convalesce. Now, of course, I could never get my real mom to leave Los Angeles, but it turns out in fiction, you can just make people move where you want them. So I want my mom to live in Santa Cruz County. She won't. That's okay. And then when I was working, Dylan, on what my next book would be, I was looking for what's another relationship that I feel like is as complex and rich as the mother-daughter relationship that I feel like I have something to say about. And one of those is sisterhood. And my sister and I are so close. And I think also, you know, as a family of strong women, I think that I often have been exposed to books with female characters where there might be one strong female character who's sort of a queen bee, or there might be two characters who are like opposed to each other. But the family I grew up in, all the women are strong, all the women are opinionated, and a lot of our challenge is about how do we negotiate that together. And so I think that that's just a question that animates my life and is endlessly interesting. I don't know that I'll always write family books. You know, I'm a huge jock and I've really wanted to write a female sports team book. The book I'm working on right now is a chosen family book about two women who are hopping freight trains across the Southwest. So definitely, you know, I am an outdoor adventurer. I love the West. I feel so grateful to call the Santa Cruz Mountains home. And I just think that some people say write what you know. I'm a strong believer in write what you love, that when I'm writing from a place animated by my love of the Grand Canyon, of my sister, of my mom, of Elkhorn Slough, you know, it creates an opportunity for me to want to dive all the way in and make it as fun and entertaining as possible.
Yeah, okay. And but it sounds like maybe you're gonna kind of stray away from the murder mystery niche a little
Oh,
bit.
I think there's still going to be murder
Oh,
for sure.
okay. Okay. Good, good.
I
Okay.
think, you know, it's a funny thing, right? That we would find pleasure and entertainment from murder, which is obviously one of the most horrible things that can happen. But, you know, I think one of the things at least that draws me to murder mysteries is that so many of the mysteries in real life, we never get a satisfying answer for. They're capricious, they're terrible, you know, bad people win, all that kind of stuff. And I think that one of the beautiful things about a murder mystery, at least a traditional murder mystery like the ones I write, is it's not like nothing bad happens. The worst thing happens. But then the detective or the detectives, you know, through their care, through their attention and intention and their thoughtfulness, are able to bring rights, to have a satisfying outcome, and to kind of heal the social fabric. So I think that for me, at least, living in a world that is chaotic, where terrible things happen and I have no control over them, I love reading a story where, you know, yes, something terrible happens, but we're going to come to the end and we're going to be able to close it and say, ah, you know, everything got wrapped up, and that really was satisfying, and you know, and joyful for me to read.
Yeah, exactly. And you have a book event for the release of My Sister's Going to Kill Me taking place on August 17th at it is at Bookshop Santa Cruz, right? So,
That's right. Yeah.
what can people expect from this event?
You know, it's going to be the launch of My Sister's Going to Kill Me, and there's going to be a very special guest joining me for the Q&A, and that is my own sister. And so I'm excited that Morgan is going to be there. It's going to be a free event at Bookshop Santa Cruz. You know, I will speak some about the book. We'll do a Q&A together, and then I or we, if people want, both of us will be signing books. And I always feel grateful that we have such incredible local bookstores in the Monterey Bay. And for me, you know, being a Santa Cruz resident, Bookshop Santa Cruz is at the top of that list.
Did you want to read anything from the book?
I'm open to it. Is there a kind of character
One
that
thing
you're
that I
interested
really liked, oddly enough, is the end, the acknowledgement, the very
in?
first paragraph of that acknowledgement about you and your sister, which I thought was kind of fascinating. If you'd like to read a little bit of that, I don't know.
Great. I've never had somebody ask me to read acknowledgments before. What a fun thing. For the first 40 years of our relationship, my sister and I never went on a trip together. We love each other and are incredibly close, but that closeness hasn't always translated to ease. We're the kind of sisters who can finish each other's sentences, but we can also set each other off with a single word. 3 years ago, we dealt with a series of major family health crises. We did a bang-up job supporting each other and tag-teaming care for our parents. But it was stressful, emotional work. We decided to balance it out with our first ever sister trip, a rafting vacation in the Grand Canyon. I was amazed at what I learned about my sister and myself on the Colorado River. We traveled as a unit, branded the sisters among the guests, and our paddles both propelled us forward and resurrected childhood patterns of relating. My sister Morgan and I are not much like Liv and Mandy, the lead characters of this story. But the sister bond at the heart of this novel is fueled by our connection and all its loving, complicated, messy, beautiful aspects.
That was Santa Cruz author Nina Simon reading from the afterword of her new novel, My Sister is Going to Kill Me. She and her sister Morgan will be at a book signing event at Bookshop Santa Cruz on August 17th. In KAZU's Green Room, I'm Dylan Music.